Last year's premier team, the Sydney Swans, is going to be dissected by the list manager, Terry Wallace, in just a few moments' time. Xavier Ellis, officially an Eagle about 2 hours ago. He'll be joining us on Trade Radio in about 15 minutes' time. So too will Scott Lucas, player agent to Taylor Adams. There may well be an update there. James Podsiadly has today, as we said, met with Adelaide Crows coach Brenton Sanderson, and Jared Pollock, Brisbane Lions player, has nominated, finally, his club of choice. It's Port Adelaide over the Adelaide Crows. Terry, the list manager, you're going to be the list manager for the next 10 or so minutes, and you're going to list manage and dissect and pull apart and tell us what the Sydney Swans need to do between now and the start of 2014.
Well, Damo, fourth last year, won 15 games. In the end, they just run out of soldiers and legs. Yeah. I mean, probably the one thing that we've known about Sydney over a period of time is that that club in particular has been a club that's been, it seems like it's been able to never have any injuries. This year, I mean, it was injury from go to woe, and eventually it caught up with them. But in saying that, they really weren't quite up to their best. I mean, when they played against the sides like Hawthorn, they just weren't capable of being able to go with them.
Lost to them 2 weeks in a row, didn't they? Round 23 and again in the first week of finals. And challenged them in round 23 and were okay in the first week of finals. But at the same time, look, you're right, that they were off the pace from where they were the previous year.
Yeah, and certainly. And the final, the final against Fremantle, I mean, they were just absolutely slaughtered in that game. I suppose the big question with them is, Tippett, a full year and a full pre-season under his belt, and Franklin in the lineup, how much will that change where they are, which was just marginally off the pace?
Yep.
Can that make the difference between them being, you know, a premiership favourite? And look, we'll look through their team structure first up. When you go through their midfielders, I mean, they've got, you know, a fantastic bunch of midfielders, most of them in the right age bracket, with the exception of O'Keefe. When you have a look at guys like Hannabury, I just put those two names together. Kennedy and Hannabury, Kieran Jack, Luke Parker, who made some really good strides this year. And Tom Mitchell coming into the lineup. It is pretty good. People say that they've got the most depth in the competition. I don't think that that's actually the case. Yep. I mean, I think once upon a time when Bolton used to go through there, you know, they had O'Keefe going through there, who still is. Now they moved McVeigh back to a halfback flank this year. Not quite as much depth. Got to that last final against Fremantle, and they had to throw McVeigh back into the middle just to try to keep the numbers up to a Fremantle side that has got enormous depth. So I still think that there's a little bit more room for a bit more depth in the middle of the ground. Yep. I know a lot of people think they almost bat the best of any. I think what they do is their best three or four in the best, say, 10 or 12 in the competition statistically. You know? If you go disposals, I know this year Kennedy, I think, was fourth, McVeigh was third, Hannabury right up there, Jack right up there. So they've got virtually four blokes in the top 15. So from that point of view, yes, they do bat.
Could do with more depth, though.
Yeah, they do bat well in that area, but they could bat deeper. And I think the guys that they need are just young development players. We know they haven't got any more money in the salary cap, so they're not going to go out and add anybody else coming from opposition clubs. But I think that when you have a look at Lukey Parker, 21, going into next year, Tom Mitchell, 20, they can just afford now to go to the draft and try to get the Sydney prototypes and try to add a couple of midfielders just to come along with that next generation. Mm. Because the guys who I just spoke about are right in the prime of their careers at the moment and playing great footy, so they just need to make sure that they top up with the next generation through the middle of the ground.
And their development systems allow them to think or believe that that will happen.
Absolutely.
Once they get the player in, he becomes a player.
Yeah, 100%. Rucks is now an issue. I mean, with the departure of Mumford, no doubt that they'll use Tippett as the forward ruck, so he'll have the ability to go in and play ruck as he did in his junior age group. He did in the preliminary final against Hawthorn 2 years ago. So, but they really do need another one, because what happens if they don't have a backup? As soon as you go with one ruckman and Pike being that man, you can guarantee as soon as you back everything in like that, that player will go down, and then you've got all sorts of issues and you're trying to manufacture things. So somewhere between now and the end of trade period draft, pre-season draft, I think we'll find that the Sydney Swans will bring one more backup ruckman in. Won't be a bloke that they're paying a lot of money for. You know, they superseded Mumford because of that, because they just couldn't afford the you know, the finances to...
Are we looking at a Trent West
that type? Exactly that type. Exactly that type that you can use as a secondary ruckman and play him alongside, let the two big boys play forward if you like, but you can actually just have him playing reserves as well and let the Tippett-Pike combination work where you like it. He's just your backup player, so you don't need to spend a lot of money. All that is giving someone opportunity. So that type of player is there.
And percentage time, Terry, what do you see ideal world for the Swans? Tippett playing in the ruck?
20%.
That much, though.
Yeah, well, you just all you need is just a little bit of a break. And I actually think it helps players, and particularly when you've got a guy like Buddy Franklin down there. I mean, you're not any less off in your forward structure when that player comes and has a bit of a run around the ground. And I actually think at most of the guys it helps. As I've said before, he's played that role in the past, so there's no issue with him playing that role. Look, the 20% depends on whether they're going with Pike Tippett or whether they're going Pike secondary ruckman and Tippett. If they're going secondary ruckman, you won't play any time there. But if they're just going with Pike, I think it'll be about 20%.
Yep.
So I'm expecting them to bring somebody in there. Their back line, pretty good shape. I mean, when you have a look at it, it's pretty well balanced with keys and kickers. You have a look at the defensive players, Grundy, Richards, Lewis Roberts-Thompson, who can play either end, and Sam Reed's the interesting one. I think they need to have a look at Reed as a defender, because if it works...
You're big on this, aren't you?
Well, if it works, it balances out their age demographic. I mean, at the moment, you've got Teddy Richards at 31 going into next year, Lewis Roberts-Thompson at 30, and Heath Grundy at 27.
Yep.
So you're getting towards the end with those. But if you bring a 22-year-old into a key back position, well, really, you've got something covered off straight away. You've still got a fair bit of time left in Grundy, and it buys you some time over the next 1 to 2 years to be able to sort of work out who's going to be your next key defender. So you don't need him from an age demographic. I'm not sort of saying he can't play forward, but from an age demographic, you're right with Tippett, you're right with Buddy for quite a period of time at the moment. The age demographic down back is the one that probably needs just a little bit of freshening up. So I think it works beautifully for them if he can play the role. And then they'll figure that out. They know he can go forward, but they'll have a look at him, I think, as a defender. Alex Johnson was a big loss to them, I think, as a mid defender who can come in, play tall, play small. He's a really important player for them, and they'll welcome him back into the lineup. McVeigh is the interesting one. I don't think with Shaw coming back in, with Nick Smith, Shaw, Malcheski, getting some work out of guys like Rampy and Towers this year, I don't actually think that they need McVeigh down there. I mean, it's a bonus if you can, but I think when we got the preliminary final time, they
have to go back in.
Yeah, they realised that they needed him in the middle of the ground more than what they needed him across half back. So it'll be interesting to see how they line up. Do they want him as a running half back, or do they want him in the middle of the ground? We'll sort of watch that one. Forward line, well, nobody has delivered key power forwards like the Swans have in their history. It's been a key pillar to their play, but also I think it's a key pillar to their brand.
Yep.
I think the way that, you know, the Swans supporters, they're theatre watchers, they love to come and watch the game. And no disrespect to those who might be listening that absolutely love their footy, but I'm sort of saying, you know, a percentage of half the people that come along and watch the Swans just, you know, love to come along to enjoy the day out. We enjoy the day out more when you've got Tony Lockett up forward, Barry Hall up forward, and now they've been able to deliver Tippett and Franklin. So I actually think it's a key pillar to the branding of the way that Sydney go about things. And 2 years ago, I think we spoke about this the other day, 2 years ago I wandered and did these lists and thought, gee, where is their forward structure going to be in 2 or 3 years' time? Well, they've just smashed it with the delivery of some quality players. When you have a look at their mid-forwards, Adam Goods, you know, you've spoken about the fact that there's no certainty or no guarantees about where he's going to be going.
There's not. There's no guarantee he'll play one game. He might end up playing 22, but there's no guarantee right now he'll play one.
And then you've got Gary Rowan, who's the other mid-forward at 188 centimetres, who's still trying to come back from injury, and it's a nasty injury, the one that he's had. I think they're right with their small forwards. I think Jetta, McGlynn, Lamb, Cunningham, Brandon Jack as a rookie who could be rookie upgraded. I think they're fine with that. could possibly just do with Bolton retired, O'Keefe now playing more midfield.
Yep.
One more mid-size forward, I think, would be fairly handy for them. But they're going along pretty well in that. Tim Membry's the interesting one because, I mean, I've got him on my extras list at the moment. Key forward in the under-18 system, mid-forward size at 188. I'd be interested to what they're doing with his development. I mean, it'd be a disaster for him because he'd come up as a key forward,
yep,
and all of a sudden, within 2 years, yeah, they've got two blokes that are 6 inches taller than him and absolute stars of the game. So he's either got to develop another role or find another club.
Yep.
I mean, I think that that's where he
sits. How many years has he been on the list?
Only a couple of seasons. Yep. So he's got plenty of time. I mean, he's only a baby in terms of where he's at. He's only 19 going, you know, 19, nearly turning 20 going into the start of next year. So, look, that's where they're at. Matna, Morton, Bolton out at the moment. Mumford out, obviously, through trade. We expect White to be out. Maybe Everett. There's been a lot of talk about him. Alex Brown's the only delisting so far. So there's seven that might be going.
Hmm.
Only Buddy coming in the door at the moment.
Yep.
Maybe a Ruckman coming in the door at some stage. So I think they'll actually go to the draft pretty strongly this time around and really work at maybe doing a fair bit of drafting.
Just before I get you to tell us whether they make hold or lose ground, you mentioned Trent West before as a possibility. Is Darren Jolly a possibility to fill that secondary ruck role you just mooted?
Oh, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, certainly he lost no friends with his leaving of Sydney. Mm. He wanted to come home for family reasons. So it would obviously depend on, I think, more so where the family aspect of it was. If he had to come back to Melbourne, is he wanting to sort of go back up and move his family again? I would think that that's probably doubtful with only a year or so to go in your footballing life. But certainly, I didn't think there was any broken relationships when he left there.
Okay, make, lose, or hold ground, the Swans.
Well, where are they at first? We'll go to that. They've still got seven players who are 29 and above. They're going to have to fill some holes very shortly, and they're good players. Goods, Pike, Richards, O'Keefe, Shaw, Malcheski, Lewis Roberts-Thompson, McVeigh,
yep,
all those blokes, with the exception of McVeigh, who's just about to turn 29 at the start of next year, all those blokes are either 29, more of them are 30 and above. So they've got a bit of work to do, right? So the upside for them is they didn't get full seasons out of Goods, Lewis, Roberts, Thompson, Johnson, Shaw, Rowan and Jetta,
yep,
this year. So there's some guys that can really come back in. Obviously, the Buddy factor that we spoke about. So which of those players stand up with injury and fitness is the interesting one, because some of them are old and some of them have had pretty nasty injuries. So if they all come back and they all come back to top form, that's going to be a big bonus for this side. Issues and what they need. I think the issues are just those holes that are now starting to show up. And I think when I have a look at it, what they need is second ruckman, a little bit of depth in their midfield just through the draft, and maybe a couple of backline kickers for the future. Losses and gains we've spoken about. Do they hold or make ground? Franklin and Tippett combination will be fascinating. To me, they're going to be the most interesting side to watch in 2014. Can the class come back into the side? Goods, Jetta, Rowan. If those guys come back fit, they are right on a roll. I don't think that it always works that one player makes a massive difference and you bring Buddy in and that's going to just fix every
yep.
single problem around a footy club. There are a few little issues just starting to be there for the Swans, who've been on top of their game for a long while. I think they're holding ground, not making ground.
Okay, park your thoughts, listeners, on Terry Wallace's assessment of the Sydney Swans Footy Club, because up next, we have Xavier Ellis.